Rule 2. His conversation is to be observed and diligently followed so far as he walks in the steps of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 4:16, I beseech you, be you followers of me. 1 Corinthians 11:1, be you followers of me even as I also am of Christ. Hebrews 13:7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation. 2 Thessalonians 3:7, yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Philippians 3:17, brethren be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an ensample. 1 Timothy 4:12, be you an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Peter 5:3, be ensamples to the flock. Clarification 2. That an exemplary conversation or manner of life was always required in those called of God to be the dispensers of holy things, both under the Old Testament and New, is apparent. The glorious vestments of the old ministering priests, the soundness and integrity of their person, without damage, imperfection, or blemish, with the Urim and Thummim and many other ornaments, though all primitively typical of Jesus Christ, yet did not obscure the purity and holiness required in the administrators themselves. Zechariah 3:4, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe you with change of raiment. In the New Testament, the shining of their light in all good works is eminently exacted. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This purity and holiness is required, not only that no offense should be taken at the ways of God, and his worship by them administered, as has been revealed in the Old Testament and in the New, but also that those who are without the church may similarly be convinced, and the churches themselves be properly directed in the practice of all the will and mind of God by them to whom it is revealed as in the places cited. 1 Samuel 2:17, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for the men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Philippians 3:18, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. 1 Timothy 3:7, moreover he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. A pastor's life should be vocal, sermons must be practiced as well as preached. Though Noah's workmen built the ark, yet they themselves were drowned. God will not accept of the tongue where the devil has the soul. Jesus did both do and teach. Acts 1:1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. If a man teaches uprightly and walk crookedly, more will fall down in the night of his life than he built in the day of his doctrine. Now as to the completing of the exemplary life of a minister, it is required that the principle of it be that of the life of Christ in him. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This must be so that when he has taught others, he be not himself a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others I myself should be a castaway. The minister, because of his calling by God, is given spiritual understanding, and light is given him into the counsel of God, by God's Holy Spirit whereby he is enabled to communicate both for, and of God. 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 1 Corinthians 2:12, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? but we have the mind of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6, For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. The course of ministry must be singular, a labor of love. Matthew 5:46, For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Luke 6:32, For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. Also, the aim of the minister is to be exemplar to the glory of God. So is their general course and the end of their faith to be eyed. 1 Timothy 4:12, Let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Hebrews 13:7, Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Moreover, the minister's infirmities appearing through the manifold temptations whereunto they are in these days exposed, or imposed on them through the zeal of their adversaries that contend against them, are to be covered by the congregation with love, and not despised nor rejected. Galatians 4:13, You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. And this will men do when they conscientiously consider that even the lives of their teachers are an ordinance of God, which are given for the church's own relief under temptations, and for the provocation unto holiness, zeal, meekness, and self-denial. For it may be reasoned whether the gifts are particular callings given to men, or if leaders with such callings themselves be the gifts given unto the churches, for their example, instruction, guidance, reproof, and admonition for their perfection. Ephesians 4:8, Wherefore he said when he ascended up on high he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ.